بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مولانا تانوي صاحب رحمة الله عليه writes many a times اعتراض. اعتراض means to object, to taunt, to object, bring up unnecessary objections. So the effect of that many a times is worse than kabair, great sins. One is a person that is perpetrating a big sin, right? And one is the one that is taunting or objecting or finding faults with a saintly person. So this finding faults, the consequence, the effect of it can be even worse than committing a major sin. Several examples can be quoted how that objection or taunting or finding faults can be worse than committing a major sin. The essence of the matter is this, that a person commits a major sin, then it's a crime against Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is munazzah anil infi'alat. He doesn't have feelings like us. We have feelings, right? So Allah Ta'ala is, He is not a creation. Creation will have feelings. فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. He does as He pleases. Right. So when He doesn't have feelings, someone committed a wrong, then He made tawbah, and Allah Ta'ala forgives, and as though it's deleted, it's finished. So Allah will not hold it against him. Okay, you did this wrong on this day. He will not hold it against him. Why? He doesn't have that feelings like you have. Someone wronged you or your child or someone was near to you. He asked for maaf, you may forgive him. But the thought of it lingers in your mind and you feel hurt and you want to get back at him. So that is human, right? But Allah Pak, He doesn't have this. The Tawbah is finished, deleted class. A man killed 99 people, made sincere Tawbah, is forgotten class. There isn't a thing like Allah Ta'ala can forget, Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. But it isn't something that lingers in the mind, like how it lingers in our mind. It doesn't linger with him. Okay, this person did this and this is what he did. So, in fact, for Allah Ta'ala not having this infial feeling is a blessing, right? Because, say for example, we committed a wrong, right? In the youth, now you took dakha, for example, or you had some illicit relationship, right? Now, you knew about it, that that's what I have done, right? So, when I have to meet you at some point, how do I feel? After everything is right now, I still feel, you know, this person knows about my history, what he must be feeling about me, right? So this is how you will take it. Why? Because I'm human. And because I'm human, so I'll have these reservations, that this is how you're going to see me. But Allah Ta'ala doesn't have those feelings, so He sees you clearly, khalas. As you are now, you've corrected yourself. أَتَّائِبُ مِنَ الزَّمْبِ كَمَنْ لَا زَمْبَ لَهُ. Made Tawbah as though you could no sin. You're not sinful at all. At-Ta'ibu Habibullah. And the one who makes Tawbah, then he is the friend of Allah Ta'ala. When Adam alayhi salam, when he had stumbled, made that mistake, right? So he was in a perpetual state of grief. So Allah Ta'ala had to console him in different ways. One way that Allah Ta'ala consoled him is this. Had you not committed the sin, right, had you, I am Ghafoor Rahim. I am the one that shows generosity. I am Ghafoor, I am Rahim, I am Kareem. Right. Had you not committed the wrong, then to whom must I show my generosity, my forgiveness, and my consideration? So the consideration and forgiveness, generosity and compassion, is shown to the one that committed a wrong, and thereafter he is regretful. So compassion is shown to him. So it had to happen so that my forgiveness, my compassion, my love becomes manifest. So this was the way Allah consoled him. Again, in another place, Allah consoled him in this way. لَأَنِينُ الْمُسْنِبِينَ لَأَنِينُ الْمُسْنِبِينَ خَيْرٌ مِّن تَسْبِيحِ الْمُدِلِّينَ لَأَنِينُ الْمُسْنِبِينَ خَيْرٌ مِّن تَسْبِيحِ الْمُدِلِّينَ The crying and the mourning of the sinner doesn't commit a wrong law. He's crying, he's remorseful, regretful. But the regret must be real regret, you see. It mustn't be just an act. Allah Pak sees here. Mustafa Rahmatullah Ali went one place to even bayan. So an elder, he complained about his son. He bought paise mangte. Uskuzara nasiyat karo ki paise na mange. This child always asking money. So give him some advice that he doesn't ask for money. So Mustafa Rahmatullah advised the child, Bitte, paise nahi manga karte, achhi aadat nahi, it's not a good habit. So when he advised him, straight away he said, Toba, 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 astaghfirullah, aainda kabhi paise nahi mangunga. Future, I won't do this. Not even 10 minutes passed, so he nudged his father's shoulder, Abba, ab to paise de do, ab to toba bhi kar li. Now I made toba now, now make, give me that. So, the Tawbah must be sincere. I'm not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. So you took all the steps that will stop you from committing the wrong. Whatever steps are required, you take all the steps to avoid the wrong, avoid the repetition. Like I was explaining now, you are in office now, there's a young secretary there. And you can see now, you're getting involved, right? You're talking sweetly and doing a lot of things you're doing, right? I mean, Toba, but you let her sit there in the office. Can you say that your Toba is correct? No. The right thing must chase out. Take out from the office. You don't put your foot here. Take out of the office. Right? Then the Toba is complete. Otherwise, Toba is not complete. So whatever it takes to correct yourself. Like I stole your money. Whatever it takes to correct the situation. I know I was in Mias Farm, so I had one book where you get some good advices or something to learn, you know. Hear it there and wherever. So I used to recall all that. Some points the Ustad may mention, some things that... So anyway, that book got missing. I'm looking for it high and low. Mias Farm, you had no other place to keep it. It was one shelf, and you keep it there. You don't have a locker and all that. So now we will keep it just one shelf. Most you can do is have a juzdan, and all your things are kept in the juzdan. But then it's in an open place, and you can't be there looking at your juzdan all the time. So that kitab went missing. Everything else is safe, that kitab went missing. Now came the December holiday. One person says, Mona, he's my elder. So Mona, everything is maaf, eh? You're going now, so ain't a cleave and all. So, he may have felt that as he's leaving now, and when we leave, you know, when we part, when we say, mafi talafi. So I may construe it as though he's making mafi for the duration that we live together. Now, I don't know, some doubt went into my mind. He made mafi talafi and he's gone, but my mind went into a doubt. I mean, look at my juzdan, I see that book is missing. So now I ask you that, is that maaf here right? I made maaf. He felt now he made maaf for everything, for what he stole, everything happened. is muffed. See? So, when you're seeing someone is cunning and shrewd, then you see muff, but muff for the things that I know of, not the things that I don't know of. Rather make yourself clear. Otherwise, tomorrow he can steal 1 million rand from you, right? You don't know about it. And then he comes today and says, make muff. Then, oh yeah, 1 million rand is gone. So what I know about, that I make muff, and what I don't know about, that I don't make muff. So, Toba, illa alladhina tabu wa aslahu. Therefore, the Quran Sharif says, Toba, and correct yourself. Missed out namaz, made Toba, now go and make the qaza of the thing. You made Toba, and you missed a roza, now make the qaza of that. So, whatever it takes to rectify it, rectify it. So, he's talking about this thing, la aninul Muslimin khairum min tasbihil mudillin. Right? One is the one that is crying. He did wrong, made tawbah, corrected himself. After correcting, but he's still feeling remorseful, crying away. Why I have to do this stupid thing? Why? How could I have ever done this thing? So the remorse is overwhelming. So now this is a consolation for this person when the remorse is overwhelming, telling him that the aninul musdibin khairum min tasbihil mudillin. Mudil is, you know, fadallahuma bi ghurur, deceive, or it can also mean naz karne wale, person that's taking a pride, you know. So the one that is making tasbih with a sense of pride is subhanallah, subhanallah. But you can see now, he's doing the tasbih with a sense of pride, thinking something of himself. I don't commit guna, I'm a naked person, I'm a pious person. So I'm making tasbih. See, and this person here, he's crying, but he's crying with a heart full of remorse. He's crying with a heart filled with remorse. He's regretful, he's being very ashamed of himself. Yeah, he's making tasbih, but he thinks high of himself. So Allah Pak consoled Adam alayhi salam the second way, that this person that cries with a great amount of shame, a great amount of regret, remorse, so his tear is better than the tasbih of the one that is doing it with pride. Tasbih mudillin, he's taking a pride of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, it's called a tasbih, and see my relationship with Allah Ta'ala. So he's talking to Allah Ta'ala, but talking to Allah Ta'ala with a pride. And he's talking to Allah Ta'ala, but with remorse. How can I do it? He's so Rahim and Kareem, and when I do all these mad things, stupid things I do, what's wrong with me? See, he's talking like this, and he's talking the other way. So this person's tears is better than that person's pride. See? Although he's doing it with tasbih, taking the name of Allah Ta'ala. And he has no tasbih, he's just crying. So this is better than that one. See? So we are talking about i'tiraz. And this path to righteousness, and this i'tiraz, objecting. Hadith Sahib Rahmatullahi had one. Murid, if I remember his name was Ulam Murtaza or something, right? So he had a passion for zikr qalbi, that his heart must make zikr. That is not a kamal. Some people, they want a passion for something, they want to get it. So it's not a thing that you need to chase and you need to pursue. His heart is for it, I need to get it. So Ali Sahib Rahmatullah passed away. When he passed away, he linked up with Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah. And then his wife or someone came and complained, this man is obsessed, he wants this thing here. Just explain to him now, because he's spoiling his whole routine. See, when there's an obsession, then your whole demeanor, your ways, everything is going to get affected. Right? Like you want one car now, right? Top of the range, that car. So you can't get the thing, how are you going to perform? Everything will be messed up. So wife complains, everything's getting messed up of him. So, well, I'm going to have to explain to him, but this is not something Kamal or... I know it a million times over that it's not a Kamal, it's not a thing to be searching for, but what can I do now? My mind just is mad over this thing, to get this thing. So anyway, Hazrat asked him to sit in the masjid somewhere. And meanwhile, Hazrat made his wuzu. And I don't know if you remember, in the old days they had the sandals to make wuzu, that they used to call it pauri. Wooden sandal. Remember? Huh? Yeah. So Mawla wore that wooden sandal and he was coming to the masjid perhaps. So that thing sounds, the sound that was wooden, so as you're stepping it makes a sound. As Mawla took the first step, it struck his heart and the heart just went. He got excited. Mera tha kaam ban gaya. I wanted this. So what is equal Kamal ki baat here? So the same Ghulam Murtaza, he had a brother. The brother was a Naqshbandi, right? Now please, if I'm talking about Naqshbandi, y'all don't quote this anywhere else. Because it will amount as though I'm running down that Naqshbandi praising the Chishtis. I'm just relating a story, right? Now someone will quote it, the third person will quote it, it will seem as though we're running someone down. So his brother was a Naqshbandi Sheikh. He was making atiras, objecting. He's objecting against Sukanya. So he says to his brother, "Bhai, mujhse kuch hasil kar lo, warna pachta ho gaya. Take something from me also, otherwise you'll be regretful afterwards." So he would say, "Bhai, mere liye mere sheikh kafi hai. See, my sheikh is sufficient for me." Now this is that i'tiqad one needs to have with the sheikh. It's enough for me. So as your i'tiqad is right, so the doors open. So the key to the faida, the key to benefit is i'tiqad and muhabbat. What type of muhabbat and what type of confidence you have. What type of muhabbat and what type of confidence you have, then all the roads, all the passages open up. Sometimes the sheikh may not be so pious, but your i'tiqad, you have the trust in him, you have the love for him, and things just open out. This is more Thamis Abraham, he's got a story that one Daku, one Daku is like a robber, right? So his whole life is robbing, looting, stealing, that was his life. He's become about age 55, 60 now, he doesn't have the same stamina that he had before. So he got his gang around him. So I'm aged now, you know, I don't have the strength now. I can't carry on this trade of mine. I can't carry on. This career of mine, I can't continue. Now what must I do? So he thought about it. So I said, what do you do? You go to one masjid which is not very much frequented, you know. Make zikr, namaz, zikr, tasbihat, rona, dhona, all day and night. Just get involved. What happened? You know, what will happen is the neighborhood will talk about you. Fana jagah par koi buzurg hai. Ye kutub hai apne zamane ka, kutub hai. Kisi se baat nahi karte hai, zikr hi mein lage rehte hai. Always in zikr, namaz. Any problem, you're just asking for dua, things will work out for you. In a few days now, he became popular. Now, when he became popular now, he will come to take bayat at his hand. Anyway, started off now, becoming more and more popular. Sometimes this person coming, that person coming. In the meanwhile, after some years, some of his murids, they deciding, they discussing, you know, Let's see what our maqamat are like. Now that we have made zikr, shaghal, all these things here. So now let's look what's our position by Allah Ta'ala. So we see, this is my level, this is my level, this is my level. So as they're noticing their levels and their positions, so they think to themselves, alright, if this is our position, then what will be the position of our Shaykh? Now they're trying to look, making muraqabah and trying to look, if they can't find. Then they're trying, second time, third time, but they just can't find the position. Said, hey, it's a wara'ul wara'ah. He's a beyond the beyond. He's so high, he's elevated. Obviously, you know, he brought so many of us into such a level, so where he must have ascended to. Now they're trying, they say, all right, but let's ask Hazrat himself now, what's his maqam? So when they asked Hazrat him personally, he cried. You see that it was a whole jamaat of sadiqeen, truthful, honest. Right? They all came with true intentions, with true confidence, with true love they came in. Not realizing that this was the background. They didn't realize. But the whole relationship was based on truth, confidence and muhabbat. So they escalated. Right? So now they ask him, what's your maqam? So he cried. He said, see, your truth has affected me. I must tell you the truth as well. The reward for truth, the reward of honesty is honesty. I must be truthful to you. This is my background. This is how I came up here. Now look at this mureedin and those mutalliqeen, those friends, how they responded. Now, their response was, they all turned to Allah Ta'ala. They could have done this, hey, you cheated us. Give him good hiding. Kick him, boot him. So they turned to Allah and said, whatever it is, Allah Ta'ala, this man here, because of him, we are where we are. I have reached this position, yeah, he has reached this position, he has reached that position. But he was the medium. Ghalat salat hum jante nahi, but this was the medium, and this is how we came up. So Allah Ta'ala, you bless him. So they made dua, until Allah Ta'ala exalted him as well. So this i'tiqad and muhabbat is like the key to this. And the thing that breaks the whole thing is i'tiraz. Muhammad Ilyas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the same thing. Fuyus ki na yaha par kami hai, na waha par kami hai. Mu'taris yaha se bhi mahroom, waha se bhi mahroom. If you look at the barakat of the buzurgan ad-din, there's too much. It's flooding so much. It's over-flooding. But the one that comes with an i'tiraz, why like this? Well, who is he? And why must he say this? And why is he doing this? That type of mind. Then he is shutting his doors. He is not going to make any progress. This side, not that side. Both sides are going to be blocked off. Come here, he's blocked off. He comes there, he's blocked off. See, we look at news, right? Media. And most of this news that is carried, brought to us, is brought by kuffar, right? If you look at the history of these people that are carrying the news, one may be an atheist, one may be a gay, one may be living in haram, right? So that's their lives. They're free. There's no religion, right? When that's their mind, right? So they're writing freely. So the whole idea is just to fill the columns and get money. So they're free people, there's no beliefs, there's no scruples that they follow. We're reading the articles. Can you say now, the articles will not impact on your heart? Can you say that? Can anybody say that? The articles will definitely impact. See, they say, Ar-risalatu nisful liqa. Writing is half a mulaqat. You know, you make mulaqat. And when you make mulaqat with someone, then this mulaqat and meeting affects you. But writing also is like half a relationship. Don't you think that you met the person and it goes without an effect? There's going to be an effect. There's going to be something coming up. There's going to be some asar that will take place. So just reading that article also affects your heart. Reading this article here, that news, this one here, WhatsApp, what's here, what's there, reading all the news, right? And we think nothing is happening. It's going to affect your heart. See, there's a lot of youngsters where they begin to have doubts in the iman and going towards atheism and all that. Right? Most of it is because of what they read. They read all these things here, and what they read, then it's given to them so, it's presented to them so beautifully that surah seems to be like a beautiful donut. So it's going to swallow the thing. It's presented to them in such a way. See? So now that whole belief of theirs has become corroded because of what they read. They were Muslims, right? But now they read these things here. When they read this thing, what happened to their minds? Minds went off. Yesterday, one person came here. Petroleum engineer. Yeah, petroleum chemical engineer. Big person now. So, she's telling me that he had a dream, or his wife had a dream, one of the two. Dream was that the father-in-law came to the house and he saw all the grocery cupboards were all empty. Fridge is empty, grocery cupboards empty, stove got nothing, everything, no food, it's all in the house. So what is the meaning to the dream? Labak knows best what is the meaning. What comes to my mind is the house is starving of spiritual nourishment. Right? There's no talim, there's no zikr, Nuzul Quran Sharif. So what spiritual nourishment you're supposed to be fed. Father, you come, hey, can I find something here? Can I find something here? Can I find nothing? So the world and material may be flooding, but the spirituality is you're starving yourselves. Yeah, 100%. We're not doing it like how. Now, once in a while, we're doing it, so we are definitely starved. So when you are starved, then your mind is going to only work on that direction. Hey, what's going to happen now? Kya hoga? Kal ka kya? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen tomorrow? That figure. But if there is that continuous flow of spiritual nourishment, then this figure just shrinks away. So that figure is there, but that figure shrinks away. But the continuous spiritual nourishment, this thing shrinks away. But if there is nothing, then you are starving it. See, man got several departments in his mind. One is akal, one is khiyal, right? One is the ability to reason properly, correctly. And one is khiyal, right? Imagination. Khiyalat, imagination. Right? If it is that you're making zikr, tasbih, etc., then your mind will take you to the right directions. So the mind, right, it's also got the ability to support you. Right? So it supports you, it will take you to the right. It becomes strengthened. But if all this is not being done, then the quwwat al-khiyal takes control. Imagination. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? A spook coming here. Jinnat coming here. Jadu coming here. So, at first is just a thought. Like I said yesterday also. First is just, what's the word I used? Remember, at first I said, one is hallucination. Before that, speculation. Yeah. First you speculate, hey, what's that jinnat here? What's going to happen for this? What's going to happen here? What's going to happen? First it was speculation. But the speculation then, in time, becomes a hallucination. You're convinced about it. So this speculation to hallucination, that jump, right? It's a mental disorder. It's a mental disorder and you're working towards a mental disorder. What you're supposed to be filling the house with is spirituality. Zikr, Quran Sharif, Ta'aleem, sit down, talk about Deen. Right? Now, this is real. That is imagination. Right? This is real. Allah Pak is real. His name is real. Right? The Quran Sharif is true. Ta'aleem is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything is true. And this, what's going to happen is just an imagination. It will happen, there won't be any wealth, so kya hoga, what will happen? So it's an imagination. Right? So if there isn't that zikr, the spiritual nourishment, then this imagination is going to take control. It will first be the speculation, then it will become to hallucination, you'll begin to believe in that hallucination. So it was good of him to say, no, it's 100%, you're not doing these things. So every day, although he said, I got already stashed up about 10 million, but I'm still afraid, what's going to happen? One son is a doctor, one is an engineer, all are well off, and he got 10 stashed away, but still fear. See that figure. So where this figure came from? There's no spiritual nourishment. What is supposed to be done is not done. If it's done, it's done now and then. I ask you, if you eat now and then, will you be healthy or will you be starved? Or we ate today, we'll see now, next week we'll eat again. Or we ate today now, we'll see maybe tomorrow we'll eat again. Do you do that? You'll be starved. You can't function. So that zikr, Quran Sharif, tilawat, nafil namaz, and then ta'aleem has to be done religiously every day. Can't say, I won't do it tomorrow, I'll do it today, I won't do it tomorrow. Can't say that. It has to be. Then I told him, explained to him, see, I want to ask you, you are this professional person, right? I want to ask you a simple question. What shapes your mind? Or shapes any person's mind? So he was getting lost a little bit. Since three things can shape your mind. The education that you take, circular whatever education that you take. Number two, the media that you come across, billboards, media, what you read, what you hear, right? That's the second thing that shapes your mind, right? And the third thing that shapes your mind is the surrounding environment, people that you interact with. They shape your mind. One man came yesterday, after Isha, so he's telling me, now, see, living so well, 30 years, got a house, everything nice, nothing, no problem. See, one connection told me, I must take this takaful insurance, you know. What must I do now? See, this one news, 30 years, he didn't have anything, and he was living peacefully. But this one virus that came in, what happened to him? See, just one single virus. Just one single virus, it just somersaulted him, capsized him. Just one virus. 30 years, he enjoyed the protection of Allah Ta'ala. 30 years, he enjoyed Allah Ta'ala's nusrat, help, protection, right? So that wasn't enough for him. That wasn't something to give him that assurance. Now this person came here, one small thing he spoke about, and the way it shook him up, said, hey, see that? See what happens? See how quickly you can get affected. Just one simple news, and it just drops you down. See, I was showing akal versus khiyal. Imagination. So you're not doing these things here, then the imaginations would have the better over you. Right? And if you do it, then you'll have yaqeen in that. Mawlana Bobart is in Madinah Sharif. So he was explaining one day. The story is about 25, 30 years ago. So at the time, a lot of boys were going to Azadwal, right? So, the bus just left. It just left. The students just boarded the bus, and they just left for Azadwal. In the meanwhile, Mauli Hussain's father-in-law just missed them for about 10 minutes. He's also a student at them. So he just missed them, maybe 20 years ago, whatever it was. So, when he missed the bus, so there was no real anxiety or warrior figure. He said, just give me one musalla. he had wuzu, he went to the musalla, read two rakats, the bus came back. See, this yaqeen. You keep reading the thing until that thing grows into you. This will happen. Allah Pak will make it happen. I must do it, and Allah Pak will make it happen. I will do it, Allah Pak will make it happen. So you're not reading, you're not making this talim, the zikr, Quran, that frame of mind, that Allah Pak is a doer, karne wali zaat usi ki hai, he'll make it happen. Nobody can alter it, he will make it happen. If you're doing these things, we're just doing it as a routine. So if there's a need to do these things, do it with yaqeen, Allah Pak will make it happen. And I showed you just now that the way is, see that shaykh that you got, with confidence and love. So we talk of that Ghulam Murtaza, right? And his brother is taunting him, saying, no, you know, you must take something from me. You're not going to take pure pashtao. You'll have regrets. You'll have regrets. You must take something from me. Anyway, now this Ghulam Murtaza is on his deathbed. They ask him to read the kalima, and he is not reading. So now the brother found an occasion to taunt him. He said, "Maine kaha tha na aapko, I told you, you take something from me, otherwise you'll regret." Now see, we ask you to read the kalima, you can't read the kalima. Carried on. And Hadi Sahib Rahmatullahi heard about it, Hadi Sahib just came in. When he came, he said, "Ghulam, kya ho gaya?" So he read the verse, smiling, and he said, "Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al-mukramin." All his life, he said, "Mere sheikh, mere peer, mere liye kafi hai." What he said? "My peer, I got the confidence, is enough for me. I don't need anything else." Now, he opened his eyes. Before he was like unconscious, and I came up. I smiled and he says, "Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani." These giants only knew how Allah Ta'ala honored me and put me into Jannat. And then he burst out laughing, he said, "La ilaha illa," and he's gone. That peer felt so embarrassed, that other peer that was taunting him. I didn't even know what was his maqam. See where he is. He is far, far, far what we could imagine. But you see this atiras, taunting, finding faults, the weakness here. A result of us not feeding ourselves with that spirituality that we're supposed to be feeding ourselves. Not doing it in our own. So we just believe in what we see, numbers, figures. That's the problem. The whole world is after figures. The whole world, they changed the whole world. Before it was iman, namaz, yaqeen, have hope in Allah Ta'ala. That was the whole style. Then when this materialist took over, then they turned everybody towards, "Yeah, you must do something. What balance you got? What reserves you got?" Everybody. So when we saw the tail end of that, right? It's about 50 years ago, 55 years ago, right? Look at it. Sometimes in a home of about 8 people living, right? One person is working, it's sufficient for that home. They're running simple life, simplicity, and running smooth, happy, and there's adab, there's respect, and that house is going very smooth, very well. Now if 8 people living in that house, 9 people have to work. Is it a fact or not? If 8 people living in that house, 9 people have to work. Now what you got for your material security? What you got? See, we went away from the zikr, talim, Quran Sharif, dini talks and all that. We went totally into material. So that which was an imagination, that was a speculation, became a hallucination, became a yaqeen. You believe in that. And then that gives you a kick one day. It'll give you a kick. So this path requires that you have that level of muhabbat and confidence. And then you see how it works. It just works like a magic. It just works. It just comes out and there it's affecting your heart. Comes out and it's getting into your heart. Comes out from here and it's getting into the heart. One shot. There's no delay. It's just coming. One person is a little bit free, comes and talks a little free, elderly person. So, comes here, Etikar comes, talks and all that, Islam and all that. He's about 60 now, but he had a little bit of a rough past. So now sometimes he gets those attacks, you know. So he came here, he's joking with me. I said, you know, I want to go and see that thing. But you know what happened? You know, sometimes back I gave that story of a cinema in Gangoa, right? Cinema or some type of a play, right? So he says, one person took bayat at the hands of Hazrat Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Not an alim, ordinary person. But now, in that zamana, when they took, they had that confidence, they had that love. Now this thing is new, and he's young, 20, 22. The whole town is going to that thing, right? Cinema, whatever. And now he knows it's not right. But the whole town, friends, acquaintances, all this peer pressure, hey, sab ja rahe aur tum reh gaye. The whole world is going, and you, what's wrong with you? So now he says that, you know, I'm living on a double story. Parents living at the bottom, I'm on the top. So now, I can't go down because my father will know that I'm going to that thing, you see. He'll shout me. So I used the other end, exit, I went for the window, and tried to support myself on the ledge, you know, and then come down. So as my foot just touched the ground, I said, hey, but you know, I got taluk with Gangoi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, then how can I do such a thing? I went up. Then I'm sleeping with a bit, get that thought coming. So he said exactly the same thing happened to me, that one something was happening, I wanted to go. But as I came to the doorstep, and again that, hey, but it's not right, and came back, the whole night spent like that. But you see, this break. So when that taluk is strengthened, that muhabbat, that taluk, that confidence break, then that's a break. It stops you. So where you had that yaqeen in the wealth, in the material, now the yaqeen is in Allah Ta'ala. And the shaykh is the medium. So the same thing is happening, but in a different way. See how it's happening. Hazrat. Mawlana Muhammad Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullah is one of the founders of Darul Diyoban. So all the elders held him in great respect. Because he is the son of, who is his father? Mu'arrikh. Mawlana Mamluk Ali Sahib. And Mawlana Mamluk Ali Sahib, what is he? Ustazul Kul. See, his father knows it. Right. He's the Ustazul Kul. All the elders, and he's the Ustad, Mawlana Mamluk Ali Sahib. So, because he's the Ustad of all, and he's the Ustad's father, Mawlana Mamluk, so they will respect the Ustad's son like how they respected the father. See this respect, muhabbat. He didn't end up with the person. Mawlana Mamluk Ali is gone. But Yaqub Sahib is his son. Mawlana Mamluk is the Ustad of everybody. Mawlana Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Qasim Sahib, everybody's Ustad. Mawlana Mazhar Nanoti Sahib Rahmatullah, everybody's Ustad he is. So now he's gone, but the son is around, so they respect him. The respect has not decreased. This is muhabbat. Muhabbat is a magic thing. But we don't get it. We don't have it. Because the muhabbat is with the wrong things. This muhabbat is with, nowadays, with money or with phone. Money or phone. It's two things. Like you took a phone away from someone, like you took his life away. I see sometimes, you know, mother said, we don't love phones. But if you have to confiscate a phone from a child, you know, it's like his life went away. He's depressed. Really, literally he's depressed. The taluk of the phone is such. So where the taluk was supposed to be with Allah Ta'ala, his Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Quran, Hadith, all that. Now the taluk is broken up. See this verse, this is the, it's a plan. What? It's a plan. They planned it out, how to break. So the whole Shaitan's whole idea is to distract. But how to distract? How to distract? So, one more time he says it in a little bit of light tone. He says, "Ye Shaitan bhi bara European hai." That's his exact words. If shaitan be bara European hai. What do you see to read after that? Why is he saying that? Ye bara European hai. So wo apne kaam apne waqt ko zai nahi karta. What? He doesn't waste his time. Now he saw that he missed out a customer, a client here. He jumped on someone else straight away. He won't waste his time. He thought, you don't see him hanging around. He won't waste time. He missed out one opportunity, he'll go into the second one. Missed out the second, get into the third one. But he'll keep on working until he gets the person into his net. So that's why he says, Shaitan bhi bara European hai. So they all had very high regards for him. In fact, I was looking at the kitab, even Hadi Sahib treated him a little bit differently with respect. One is, I suppose he was Ustaz ul-Kul. And then the second reason perhaps was because he's the son of a senior person. Mamluk was a very senior person, very, very senior person, very great person. So being the son of a very senior person, then they held him in that respect. He was great also, very great. Muhammad Yaqub Sahib was very great, very great. And he passed away. So, he passed away in Nanota. So now, being a buzurg and all that, so people go, this child got some flu or fever or something, whatever, they'll take some sand from the grave and put it to the child. Child come right. Now, Yaqub Sahib's children will see that by the night the grave is all eaten up now. So they have to refill that thing. To take barrows, couple of good barrows, and refill. Come the night again, same thing. So one son was a little bit jalal, you see. So he went to his father's grave and said, "See, Abba, it's your karamat, but Hamari hajamat. Your karamat, everything is getting right, but the brunt of your karamat, we have to pay for it. Every day, if you could remember from today, if you're going to take your grave away, I'm not going to refill it at all. I'm not going to refill. No refill. But so karamat hi bad ho gayi. Now anybody uses that, not working. We talk about our elders, you know, like it's a scene from Jannat, isn't it? So good, so splendid, so beautiful. Huh? Everything of this is just beautiful. Like in Jannah, we talk of them. Allah, but give us some of the sifat. So we talk about Yaqub Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. Now, if those that seen the Chatta Masjid, right, if you're facing towards the Qibla, the right is Mawla Qasim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, that was his room. And the left of Chatta Masjid is Mawla Yaqub Sahib. If you remember, Mawla got a good picture. He told you the whole picture, saying the right was like this and left was like that. He's giving me a picture of 25 years ago. I forgot everything and he remembers. He met Mawla Siddiq Sahib Bandwi on the left side. So Mawla Yaqub Sahib used to be that side. He's making zikr that side, he's making zikr this. That was a time, students also used to make zikr. Say half an hour, 1 hour before Fajr, students are making tahajjud, someone making zikr, Quran Sharif, tilawat, someone is crying. But there's activity in Diyomun at that time. Allah create our madrasas like that. It's not just an education, it's not academic. It's real, this is real. That is just a guesswork. That if I become a doctor, I will become a big paise wala ban jaunga. It's just a guesswork. This is real. When it's real, then you should put your heart to it. Cry, ask, beg, zikr, Quran Sharif, tilawat. All has to be done. Then that you get that perfection, that color comes in. Without it, you don't get the color. You may get some words here and there, but that real color, that real flavor doesn't come in. I ask you, if you bought raw mince and you shape into kebabs and you present it, able to eat it. The thing has to be flavored, it has to be marinated, it has to be given that level of heat. Under that conditions, then it will bring about the taste. So the same, you got the content, but you're not adding the flavor, you're not putting it to that heat, you're not marinating the thing. Now, how you expect people to take your ilm? They will take your ilm when they see the color. Yesterday, one uncle was here. He's a little big shot, but flying with all big people. So now, in the South African Airways, he got a big position. He comes and explains his halat and all that. So he says, this minister, now he's effective Islam. So, now I can't remember all the names now. Who doesn't remember the names? Yaad bhi rahe to kya fayda? Bhul bhi gaya to kya? So that he's a minister in the Airways. I don't know what position he's got. But he's also a pastor in his church. Two positions. So now, this person here tells him about Islam. One snippet, small thing. So now, when he addresses his congregation on a Sunday, he says, the respected Muhammad, Prophet of Allah Ta'ala, said this, that if you pass your hands over the head of an orphan, this is the reward. Hey, the whole crowd is crying. When he's talking at the church, who's calling to say the Prophet, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when he explained that, I said, see, remember this, right? Islam requires people in every department, whether doctor, engineer, airways, railways, everything. We must become general Muslims. Then I showed him the proof for it. The proof of it, I showed him, see. See, when Yusuf alayhi salam had gone into prison, right? So those prisoners came to ask him for advice. And what prompted them to ask Yusuf alayhi salam was his knowledge. See? What is it? Inna naraka min al muhsin. We see you to be a good person, man. Very good person. Right? So they left everybody else and they came to Yusuf alayhi salam. Why? Inna naraka min al muhsin. We see you to be a too good person. So the world wants, I'll explain this person here. See, the world wants, what the world wants today is they want to see Islam alive. What? Not in the paper, Islam alive. Islam alive, real. What you're talking of, is there any reality of it? I'm going to see that thing. I'm going to see it. So they had enough of that. Paper, literature, tabloid, WhatsApp, all that. They got enough of that. But what they want to see is Islam alive. So I told him this much. I said, now, this week he's asking me two times, his phone already came. Wow, what is that? He's asking, give me something for this week's sermon. This week's sermon. Like how these youngsters are going to give talk. They come to Mawlana Yusuf. Some babaj for this Friday. So he's asking for some substance for this week's sermon. Now that words of Nabi Sallam is affecting them so much. So I said, see, you become a right Muslim. And you see all these people. So we need Muslims, good Muslims in all positions. In any position. Any position, whichever position. But we need good people there. That in itself is a tabligh. Right? One is a tabligh, 6 points, all that. Right? That must can continue. We can't stop that. Allah Pak forbid, right? But now what's the need? This is the need. Inna naraka min al muhsin. See how beautiful. Nabina bi ta'wili. Inna naraka min al muhsin. What prompted them? Ask yourself, what prompted them to leave everybody else and ask Yusuf al Islam? He saw, hearing namaz, talking to Allah Ta'ala, kind, showing ikram, respect, love, not speaking lies, not interfering with anybody, not robbing, not flirting with women. So they saw that this man is distinguished, he's different, man. He's different. He's a good person, honest person, reliable person. So he'll give us good, sound advice. So they left everybody and came to this man. Why did they do it? That means if you just take the same analogy and this argument forward, that means we are, na'uzubillah bak forbid, we became an impediment to the progress of Islam. We're not practicing it, so they're not seeing it. When they're not seeing it, they're not interested in it. If we practice it nicely, correctly, rightly, correctly, then that practicing is a da'wat in its own. Is it not right? See how this is. نَبِّئِنَا بِتَأْوِيلِ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. We were talking of Mona Yaqub Saab. This ehtiras all is not a good thing. Torn, find faults. Overall, can you show me a person that didn't have a mistake? A mistake here and there, maybe kuch nahi kehna tha, and he said it, he did something, but it's not a continuous pattern in the person. One is he's wrong and all the time, he's flirting with women all the time. One is he just stumbled, made a mistake. So you don't hold it against the person. Just made a mistake, so you don't hold it. Like your father shouted, hey, "Gadero keno," right? See, I'm such a big molana. Everybody called me Hazrat. What is talking about? What this Kerala is talking about? You don't have that. You don't have that attitude. He just freaked out. He just said that for that moment. Then everything comes normal. Now you hold it personally against him. Stupidry that. Right. So your father can't say anything. Last night, someone came to oil me a little bit. So I asked him, what's your relationship with your father? Tawar bhai, tamne koi kad vare? He shout you. He said, yeah, go ahead. He said, no, that means it's a healthy relationship. So what brings you to that conclusion that the relationship is healthy? So I told him, see, that means your father is free to say you what he wants. What? Your father feels free to tell you what he wants. See, for example, he was apprehensive. Would he have told you this? He would have shouted you. He's shouting you, that means he feels free to tell you what he wants. So that's a healthy relationship. Maintain that. Now, can't hear two things. Just two, someone shout you, one towards, from a small child from to an elder. Hey, no. To go for antidepressants. Phir islah kis tarah se hogi? I ask you, how would this person... You can't correct anything. That elderly, his work is to correct. And sometimes he may be just raising his voice, or maybe the approach wasn't the best. But don't look at all that. Look at what he's giving. He's giving you substance. The rest of it, don't worry about it. Like I said, somebody is freaking out sometimes. Don't have to worry about it. But he's giving you some good substance. He's giving you. Take that thing. We're talking about Mawla Yaqub Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, right? I said, his elders don't find fault, don't look at the weaknesses, don't look at the weaknesses here. So, Mawlana had a dream or something about a plague that's going to invade Deoband. So, Mawlana says, see, there's a plague there's going to be an outbreak of a plague, and I suggest that the antidote for it is, from all food items, take a little and give out in sadaqah. Wheat, sugar, rice, whatever else. Sadaqah, from all edible items, take out something and give out in sadaqah. So anyway, one person, by you see, you find faults, weaknesses, taunting. You get one jamaat that does this. So one person, he says, oh, aisa maalum hota hai, کہ مدرسہ کے خزانہ میں کچھ کمی ہے اس وجہ سے یہ کہا جا رہا ہے. It seems that the مدرسہ treasures, food and all that, all is depleted, therefore Mawlana has made up the story. Now one bright spark came and related it to Mawlana. It was even worse. He mentioned that Mawlana is a buzurg, a very great person. He is in his zikr and this person came and told him. In that state, Mawlana said, Dioban or Sara Dioban, Yaqub or Yaqub ka sab ghar. Now, Mawlana Qasim is sitting on the opposite side. You remember that? Chatta Masjid on this side. Mawlana Yaqub sab is on this side. Dioban or Sara Dioban, Yaqub or sab Yaqub ke gharane. Mawlana came ran opposite. He just darted into the masjid onto his room. I said, what are you saying? So I don't know what I said. He said, I don't know what I said. So this is what he said. Mawlana took up and said, Raham khao, have mercy. Mawlana Yaqub said, bas, ab to ho karke rahega. Now, I can't reverse that thing. It's going to happen. And the plague struck. whatever, right? He writes, one home, five janazas, two janazas, five janazas, sometimes 10 janazas from a single home. Yaqub also passed away in the same place. But you see this Buro, Buzur, don't. Sometimes the teachings are in conformity with your thinking. You agree with their teachings. Sometimes you don't agree. But if you don't agree, it doesn't mean it's wrong. It's right, but you're not in agreement. Right? You can't understand what's the message, right? You can't understand why they're talking in that language. But that doesn't mean that they are wrong. You just listen to them. If you need to follow. Otherwise, if you don't feel it palatable, leave it. Don't talk against them. Just leave it like that. See, I started off the majlis today. That this i'tiraz is sometimes the effect of it is worse than a kabira, taunting, and all this is this news. You know, this news agency, media, WhatsApp. It becomes so common. Nobody got the tahqiq, nobody got the idea, the mind to go and find out. Well, this was said about that person. Yeah, you know, this what came in the WhatsApp, like a wahi came. By what relationship you need to have with the Quran Sharif, have that relationship. Not the media, what is all scrap, this thing. Man. You believe in this, you're supposed to believe in the Quran, Hadith, the du'as of the Wisdom, believe in that. This scrap here, you made that as though it's your Quran Sharif, your Hadith. Where is your yaqeen shifting? So that's what I told that person. The homes are spiritually starving. Why? Because there is no zikr there, no namaz there, no Quran Sharif there, no tasbih there, right? No taleem. These are five things, no dua. These five things has to be nafil namaz. The hadith also says that لا تتخذوا بيوتكم قبورا. Don't make your homes into Qabristan. Don't make your homes into Qabristan. So what is the meaning of don't make your homes into Qabristan? They gave about 3-4 explanations, but just one explanation that's most prominent. It says, in the Qabristan, you don't find a person reading namaz. You saw a qabr there and someone reading namaz there. So don't make your home a qabr, you know, void of namaz. Like the masjid is filled with barakat because there's zikr, tilawat, all that here, right? So some of the barakat take it home as well. Some of your nafil namazes, sunnat namazes, then do it at home as well. It wasn't because every nafil is here. So the barakat is there as well. So if there's evil influences, they are getting away. There's namaz there, there's zikr there, there's tilawat there, there's ta'aleem there, there's dua there, sometimes collectively, sometimes individually. Sometimes you're talking about deen, or the elder is talking about some experience that he had. It impacts on the children. I know a lot of times, people come and say, hey, my father told us this story here. And that thing impacts. So the elder is talking to them. It's not, now, the way we have gone now, it's only about money. What happened to this shop here? What happened to that business? This investment, is working, not work? Bhai, what happened to your namaz? Fajr namaz, jamaat ke saath padhi ya nahi padhi? Aaj Quran Sharif ki tilawat kiya ya nahi kiya? We ask our children. So this is what the house should be flourishing. We need to be asked, did they read Quran Sharif this morning? How much did you read? What did you read? What talim you made? And the children all sat for the talim. Did they read the namaz with jamaat? So these are the things that we need to ask. Because the waves of evil also are flowing with the speed they're moving. They're moving with the speed. Anybody can just get swept away. So this is like an antidote. These five things. What? Quran Sharif, tilawat, zikr, namaz, nafil namaz, right? Ladies will perform the namaz, faraz namaz as well, right? And I recommend that the ladies should perform the namaz in the awal waqt. In the awal waqt. So, there was a whole ikhtilaf that was going on, you remember? I was saying, you know, the ladies must read namaz in the awal waqt. So, Zakariya was saying, you know, that awal waqt is only for maghrib namaz. Maghrib namaz in the awal waqt. And other namazes are with, like Fajr is with Isfar. Zuhr also with Isfar, right? Right? And Isha ila Sulusil as a Mustahab time. So anyway, now the founder, he found another masla now, that for women they must be, it's also a very, very reputable call that they perform the namaz in the awal waqt. They perform the namaz Every namaz is our Lord. I found it very good, right? I kept on telling the house people, is our work. Defining a suri, our work per namaz parai jai, rahat thi jai. Read our namaz, just as the namaz time comes in, we feel very easy. Otherwise now, living panchayat, does it end up? The story, they can't end the conversation, they have to keep respecting the conversation. So now, you know, when the time comes in, whether the azan is called or not, but the time came in, just get your wuzu done and you must be on the musalla. So they find such a relief. So there's a third thing, namaz. Then talim, right? Then the fifth thing, dua, collective or sometimes individual. Individual more, sometimes collective. And the sixth thing is make mashwara. You must make mashwara. Because how rapidly the evil is flowing. You don't know what they're teaching, what they feeding your child in school, university, what they're giving him. And you're not making mashwara. You're not asking what happened, what they're speaking about. So if he's talking of what's going on, at least you've got a forum to correct him. But you don't know what's going on. And you're allowing that small doubt to come into a mountain. And when it's settled, now you're trying to demolish the thing. It becomes very difficult. But now you know what's going on. He's telling you, all right, so you're correcting him. Slowly, piecemeal, correcting him, slowly, one by one, you're correcting him. So it's not building up into a big mountain. But as it's coming up, you're smashing it down. It's coming up, and you're smashing it. Coming up, and you're smashing it. Inshallah, karenge, inshallah. Practice all this, inshallah. Allah bakhtawfiq nasib kare.